Jane Bateman and Jared Miller are going to be joining our church today. In the first service, Caroline Scott, Phyllis Shirk, and Ed Shirk joined. And if you'd like to hear their stories, you are able to hear them online. They're going to be put up later this week, and you'll be able to hear them and their stories that they're going to be sharing. As you hear the stories of Jane and Jared, I welcome you to listen. Listen for the people and the places that have brought them to this place, but also listen for the God who has given growth. So, Jane, I welcome you to come forward.
Hi, my name is Jane Bateman, and I am a Jesus freak. I haven't always been a Jesus freak. I was born and raised in a small town in southeast Arizona. My mom was a Mormon, and my dad was an alcoholic, which wasn't a very good combination. My mom took me with her to the Mormon church until I was about 16 when I quit going. And I started searching for something more, but then I went off the rails for a while. I got pregnant, got married, had my beautiful daughter, Katrina, got divorced, became a single mom, lost my dad, and dropped out of college. Yet during this time, I know I was searching for Jesus. Then at the age of 26, along came Ori. Ori, even though he had his own set of struggles, was talking about Jesus. And I know that's what drew me to him. I officially accepted Jesus at a Christian concert on New Year's Eve, 1984/1985, in Phoenix, Arizona. Ori and I got married in March of 1985, and later that year, Ori baptized me and my daughter in Mexico in the ocean. I know that's kind of unorthodox, but that kind of describes my life. It was a memorable and meaningful experience for both me and Ori. And then in 1988, we moved to Medford. We had many ups and downs, as marriage often does, but Ori taught me how to love Jesus and to love others. Ori and I did everything together. People told us we were a team. We started our marriage off with a homeless man living in our living room and Ori's 16-year-old adopted daughter moving in with us. And she was the rebellious 16-year-old. What a first year of marriage. Yet this really defined our relationship and our marriage as we continued to offer shelter to the unfortunate, lonely, and hurting throughout our 34 years together. On November 6th, 2018, I lost my loving husband to cancer. He loved life so much, and even to the very end, he was doing what he could to serve me and others. As death drew near, Jesus' light shined brightly through him. My heart aches for him, and I feel I am missing a part of myself. Yet I know I must continue living and continue serving. However, my serving may look a little different now. Him and I, we hosted dinners at our home, dinners at church, and even a Passover Seder meal in the cockpit of an old jet. We even went to retreats together. He cooked at women's retreats and I cooked at men's retreats. Then we tried our hand at a combo coffee shop, restaurant, ministry center where people could meet, eat, and hang out. It was also set up where local Christian bands could come and perform. It only lasted about a year, though. So I know the question you're all asking is, how did Jane end up at PMC? Well, it's been a long journey, and I won't go into all the details, but Ori and I have sort of run the gamut of different churches. But in 2007, I read a book called Myth of a Christian Nation by Greg Boyd. If you don't know who Greg Boyd is, he is an Anabaptist-minded pastor and author from St. Paul, Minnesota area. His book so resonated with what I was thinking that I began listening to his podcast, the nonviolent, peace-loving, people-loving, God is love message just resonated with me. And his writings and teachings inspired me to read and listen to other Anabaptist-minded writers and teachers and pastors. And so began a deconstruction of my faith, which had been largely influenced by Reformed Calvinist evangelical churches. Ori and I tried desperately to find an Anabaptist-minded church in Medford, but they just didn't seem to exist. In 2008, I went back to university where I finished my bachelor's degree in religion and received a master's degree in human services / discipleship ministries in hopes of, in some way, sharing my newfound Anabaptist mindset with others. After Ori passed away, I knew I had to move out of the Medford area. I wanted to be closer to my daughter, Katrina, and I wanted to find an Anabaptist church home. I Googled Anabaptist churches in the Portland area, and the PMC website popped up. As I read through the descriptions and activities, I knew I had to try it. I came to visit my daughter for Thanksgiving in 2018, and I asked her if we could come visit PMC. And I knew then, when I moved to the Portland area, this is where I would come. So when I did move in May of 2019, I started coming here. It's been a blessing getting to know the people here, and I'm looking forward to serving and following Jesus with all of you. This morning, this scripture verse popped up, and I thought it was appropriate. It's Romans 12, 9 through 10. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jared, and I originally moved to Portland back in 2018. I'm originally from Goshen, Indiana, and I was born and raised in a Mennonite family and spent most of my years in Goshen. I attended both a Mennonite high school and college, and most of my friends and peers also came from similar backgrounds. Throughout my childhood and into my young adult life, I've really come to appreciate the importance of community in relation to my personal faith and relationship with God. I was originally baptized back in middle school, but I don't think I actually started thinking critically about my relationship with God and what I actually believed until closer to the end of high school. In high school, I also really appreciated the youth group at my home church. I formed a lot of great friendships with the kids there, and I really enjoyed being able to joke around with them and hang out with them, but also have very thoughtful conversations about what we believed. The importance of community has stuck with me during college and into my life as an adult. I formed great friendships with people at Goshen College and really valued the thoughtful conversations that we had over the years. These relationships have helped me think critically about both my faith and my worldview and how I want to live my life so that my actions back up what I actually believe. I have also had a close relationship with my dad and have been fortunate to have many thoughtful conversations with him about my faith and beliefs. We both have similar personalities where we tend to rely on logic and reasoning to back up what we actually believe. Having these conversations with him really helped me develop my own beliefs and opinions and form an individual relationship with God that I felt was truly my own. Throughout my life, I have struggled to experience God in a more emotional or spiritual way. I feel pretty good about what I actually believe, but dedicating time to really feel God or communicate through prayer on a regular basis has been difficult at times. Since moving to Portland in 2018, one way that I've found more connection with God has been through experiencing nature and the outdoors. Going on hikes in the beautiful state of Oregon and appreciating the amazing views at the tops of mountains is one way that I have felt a very strong connection to God. To be able to take intentional breaks from the busyness of life and fully immerse myself in nature has been extremely beneficial, and it has provided me with the opportunity to be more reflective in a space that is naturally quiet, calm, and very peaceful. Over the last year and a half, I have really enjoyed being a part of PMC. I have especially enjoyed the motivating and thought-provoking sermons by both Britt and Rob, and I've also really appreciated all the new people that I've met at this church since moving here. I'm excited to become an official member at PMC, where I can continue to live in community and work on improving my faith and relationship with God. Thank you.